The U.S. Coast Guard announcing it seized two more oil tankers near Venezuela this week. The American naval presence in the Caribbean still nearby, even weeks after U.S. forces seized President Nicolas Maduro, memorialized on billboards in the capital. Many people in the country saying they're anxious. This man explains he's waiting to see what happens next. During his World Economic Forum speech, American President Donald Trump announced the U.S. had started selling Venezuelan oil. The country's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, saying it's brought in $300 million U.S. dollars, which the government will use to prop up citizens' income. Though this woman says when salaries go up, prices also rise. Analyst Philip Gunson says more U.S. dollars will likely help, but many challenges remain. The Guardian newspaper reporting Thursday, Rodriguez spoke to the states for months before the U.S. removed Maduro, matching other reports. Rodriguez, with her brother Jorge, who controls Venezuela's parliament, now have tremendous power in the country. Trump has not said the U.S. will work with the opposition, who many countries recognize as having won last year's election. Before seizing Maduro, U.S. officials often referenced his re-election, which they called illegitimate. Many political prisoners, whom Rodriguez promised to release, are still in prison. And now, besides prices and salary, Gunson questions whether anything else in Venezuela will change.